So you listed travel as one of your passions.
Yeah. But actually, my passion is airport to airport. What happens between airports?
So you like the flying then, the journey?
Absolutely.
So what about that do you like?
I love airplanes. Do I love airports? Not really. I when I go to an airport, I go to the window to look at the airplanes. Yep. Since the tender age of 5, I've always had this passion for airplanes, and my dream was to become an airline pilot. So yeah.
Okay. Have you ever flown in an airplane?
Have I ever flown in an airplane?
Not in an airplane. Have you ever flown an airplane?
I've never flown an airplane. I've been in the flight deck of an airplane, of a number of aircraft, but I've never flown one.
Okay. So walk us through a trip with Tony. What's going through your mind along the journey from airport to airport?
Well, just like the other souls on board, I go on, I sit, I buckle my seatbelt, I obey the commands from the cabin crew. I hear the pilots talking over the intercom, but I take it another step further. I actually listen to the details of what the pilots are saying. I'm thinking about what's the weather going to be like? What's the weather on the ground? What's the surface winds on the runway? All these things that regular passengers don't think about when they're sitting in the seat and they're just like, eh.
Yeah, I certainly don't think about that. No, I am just probably just relaxing and maybe once in a while looking out the window if I'm privileged enough to get a window seat. Yeah, and just seeing how pretty it is.
And if you're looking out and you say you have a window, a seat just over the wing, you're looking out and you're like, oh, there's the wing. It looks nice. Long. Okay.
I don't even think that much.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah. But to me, I'm looking at the wing and I'm like, so that's the landings. That's the forward slats. Those are the landing flaps. That's the spoiler. Oh, look at the winglet at the end. Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm definitely not thinking that at all. So you actually don't care about like the cities that you're traveling to and seeing new places?
No. Don't get me wrong. I actually do. I've had the fortune of visiting some really amazing places like Glasgow, Scotland, which I do love. Meeting the people, meeting different people actually is something I look forward to. So yeah, and the architecture and all the fun stuff, you know, like artworks and crafts and all that stuff that you know, when you travel, you always try to secure before you return home. But I do like the experiences outside of aviation when it comes to traveling. But for me, which is, you may think it's weird, but it's still aviation for me. That's the top. That's definitely at the top of the list for me. So, you know, when it comes to flight, there are 5 critical phases. You have takeoff, climb out, cruise, descent, and landing. So even at the end of a flight, coming to the end, just before landing, the pilots are trying their best to keep the nose of the airplane training down the center line of the runway. After landing, when we're deplaning, I would often stop at the flight deck door and I'll be like, what happened there on the, you know, just before touchdown? And the pilots would laugh and be like, oh, just a little gust, nothing really. But we're on the ground, we're safe, so.
Oh my gosh. So basically you're grading the pilot as you are taking a trip somewhere.
Weird. Like, it's so weird, right?
Absolutely weird.
That's what aviation buffs do, you know. It's yeah.
crazy.